CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The China-Russia joint drill, codenamed Peace Mission 2013, entered the phase of battle planning Saturday as China's last troops arrived at the designated area. Peace Mission 2013, which takes place in Chelyabinsk in Russia's Ural Mountainous region from July 27th to August 15th, has three phases: troop deployment, battle planning, and simulated combat. A Chinese military official says the second phase will focus on issues such as coordinating campaign intention, making decisions, preparing plans, and organizing coordination, which will lay the foundation for the third phase. Zimbabwe's incumbent president, Robert Mugabe, 89, won the presidential race Saturday for the sixth time, extending his 33-year rule of the country since its independence in 1980. The veteran president won more than 2.1 million votes, or over 61% from about 3.4 million registered voters in the elections. Morgan Tsvangirai, Mugabe's most formidable opponent, refused to accept the results, saying he and his party will exhaust all legal remedies to challenge the results. China congratulates Zimbabwe for the success of the election and hopes political parties in Zimbabwe will accept the results of the election. Heavy military have surrounded the U.S. and British embassies in Yemen's capital a day after U.S. authorities warned of the threat of an al-Qaeda attack. Roads leading to both compounds have numerous military checkpoints, and vehicles are thoroughly searched if they try to approach the area. The U.K. is also to close its embassy in Yemen on Sunday and Monday. It came after the U.S. issued a global travel warning to U.S. citizens about the threat of an al-Qaeda attack. 21 embassies and consulates in the Middle East have also been closed over the weekend. Visiting U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns has held talks in Cairo with top Egyptian leaders and loyalists to ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi over recent developments in the turmoil-stricken country. Burns told reporters, after meeting with Egypt's interim foreign minister Nabil Fahmy in Cairo, that the future of Egypt is only determined by its people without any foreign interference. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has endorsed Hassan Rouhani as the country's next president in a ceremony held in Tehran. The ceremony came before the official inauguration of Rouhani, slated to be held in the Iranian parliament in the presence of local and international participants on Sunday. The moderate cleric, Rouhani, will succeed the outgoing hardliner Ahmadinejad and will inherit his legacy of ailing economy and troubled foreign policy. This is CRI News. China has surged ahead of the rest of the world in material consumption, which has created intense pressure on the country's environment, according to a report released by the United Nations Environment Program. The report says China has become the world's largest consumer of primary materials, including materials, metal ore, fossil fuels, and biomass, with domestic material consumption levels 4 times that of the United States. It says massive investment in urban infrastructure and manufacturing have caused the domestic per capita consumption of natural resources to increase at almost twice the rate of the rest of the Asia-Pacific region. The report notes, although China is facing serious challenges, it also remains among the most successful in the world in improving resource efficiency. 4,000 young Chinese born overseas have gathered in Beijing to revisit their roots. The youngsters are from 55 countries and regions and have been convened by the Chinese government to participate in a 5-day root-seeking summer camp. During the summer camp session, they will visit famous scenic spots like the Great Wall and watch performances featuring traditional Chinese art and culture. The government has regularly organized similar camps to help young overseas Chinese become more familiar with their ethnicity. A topping-out ceremony was held Saturday for China's tallest building, which remains under construction until its scheduled completion in 2015. Construction workers placed the last beam on the main structure of the Shanghai Tower in the Lujiazui Financial and Trade Zone in Shanghai's Pudong District Saturday morning. The 125-story building, now 580 meters high, is scheduled to reach a final height of 632 meters upon completion in 2015. The tower will become a landmark building in Shanghai after it opens. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.